This is 15 Minute History, a podcast for educators, students, and history buffs, featuring the minds and talents of the University of Texas at Austin. 15 Minute History is a partnership of Not Even Past and Hemispheres in the College of Liberal Arts at UT Austin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 15 Minutes History. My name is Nicolás González Quintero, PhD candidate at the History Department at the University of Texas at Austin. Today, Dr. Lina del Castillo is in our studio. Dr. Del Castillo is an Associate Professor of Latin American History at the History Department and Lilas Benson at the University of Texas at Austin. Last year, Professor Del Castillo published her book, Crafting a Republic for the World, Scientific, Geographic, and Historiographic Inventions of Colombia, recently translated into Spanish with the name of La Invención Republicana del Legado Colonial, published by Banco de la República and Universidad de los Andes. Today, we are going to talk about this publication. Dr. Del Castillo, thank you for being here. Congratulations for the translation, and welcome to 15 Minutes History.
Thank you so much for having me here, Nicolás. And I also want to thank you for not only the invitation, but your own work in helping with the translation of the book, which I am very happy that has come to fruition, too.
Yeah, it was an amazing work, actually, and I really enjoyed doing that. So, well, let's start first with talking about the book. So the book deals with several ideas and concepts such as invention, erasures, consensus, circulation, and vanguards. But I want to start with the first, and we can say, controversial line of the book. There are no colonial legacies in Spanish America. As someone from Latin America, this is an astonishing affirmation. I grew up learning about colonial legacies and the impact of Spanish colonization in our countries. Can you explain us the historical context of your affirmation and how have historians and popular memory understood this issue?
Of course. So it is the first line, there are no colonial legacies in Spanish America. And the second line is, and this is a book about them. So this is to qualify what I mean by colonial legacies. What I talk about in my book about colonial legacies, I'm thinking about them as a kind of historical category that helps us understand the past and explain the past to ourselves in the present, whichever present that may be. So, for instance, Spanish colonial legacies have been invented and reinvented ever since the period of independence. And so I'm not surprised at all that when you were in school, you were taught that there were Spanish colonial legacies, because this is one of the most weighted and repeated kinds of categories that remain with us. So, for instance, and now to be clear, I'm not